1-800-259-1159.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled. I'm David Basil, that's Roger Scott. Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain in Poland. Christian Weaver producing. We're going to visit with Coach Silverfield here in just a second. He's going to be down here in Little Rock today, 6 o'clock down at the Rail Yard. We'll talk to him about that. Also coming up at 8:30, we're going to find out about Hey Jude and how it found its way to the fourth quarter of the Razorback football game.
What did Craig say when you told him?
He was not surprised to see sort of how it happened.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's a sort of, I'm the only one probably that cares about this because I'm fascinated with it and
well,
I don't
I'm
like it. So,
it. Well, yeah.
We're not going to ask Coach Silverfield about that. He's got more important things to do. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Remember, if you have a receptionist that works for you, make sure and give them a shout out. It's National Reception Day and it's National Third Shift Workers Day or Graveyard Shift. And anybody's done that, many props to those who do that. Congratulations to the Malvern deserving dozen that we honored yesterday at
Absolutely.
Corky's.
Yep.
We'll do the same with Benton on Friday. Thanks to Joe Klein at Corky's for sponsoring that. Greg Hatcher and Steve Qualls for t-shirts and a limo van and that kind of deal.
I like the one. Was it the, which one was it? I think several of them. Anyway, they started they've been at Malvern High School or Malvern School District all their lives because they went to school there. Of course, then they went a few years in college and they came back and they're part of that right there. They said, once a leopard, always a leopard.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Good stuff. All right, let's bring in the coach appropriately there, Raj. All right, the head football coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Ryan Silverfield. This, I think, is our third time we've had Coach on since he became head coach. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. I know you're busy. The last time we saw you, Roger, we were up with Coach. I was doing the
You were here.
I was up there doing the show from the alumni house. And Coach, at that time, our buddy Justin Moore is on the show with us. You got a chance to go on his bus and visit with him. And he did a little concert for you guys. And just wanted to make sure you knew he was with us today.
Yeah, morning, Coach.
Oh, well, morning, Justin. How are you, bud?
I'm great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, how was that day, Coach, with Justin? You think he performed appropriately? Did he reach the level that you expected from a guy who's got 14 number one hits?
Very rarely do I, other than the great David Basil, very rarely do I get awestruck. But, it was great to meet Justin. He's just a good, down-to-earth dude, my type of guy, and very, very just appreciative of everything he's done for the state and for obviously the music industry, but man, for our athletic program in the University of Arkansas. So got to spend some time with Justin. You know, we've exchanged some texts and then spent some time and he gave us the kindest, the nicest, him and his wife gave my family and I the kindest gift baskets we've ever received. So Justin, I asked for the address, but I want to thank you once again, man, for your
time. Oh yeah. Yeah. I apologize, Coach. Right, yeah, I'll send you that when we get off.
Hey, Coach, don't be offended. He doesn't respond to us either. So we got to go through his wife to get to him.
they're lying, Coach.
So,
but thank you for the kind words and we feel the same way. So glad that you and your family are here and looking forward to a good run.
Is Steve Spurrier said this is sort of talking season now all the way up. We'll see you down in Tampa at the SEC Media Days in July. And you're on the go. You were in Fayetteville yesterday giving a speech or your all-in tour. You're today down in Little Rock at the Rail Yard. 6 o'clock is the start time. Go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com to get tickets. You'll get a chance to meet Coach, shake his hand, maybe get a picture, do some Q&A. Then you're in Jonesboro tomorrow. You go to Dallas. Have you been to the Star yet? That's where you're going in Dallas with some of the players down there in Frisco. Have you been to that facility yet?
When you going to be in Dallas, Coach? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in there. No. Okay, I'll be there Friday. That's
Monday,
what I was asking.
Okay, yes, sir. So, yeah, believe it or not, my first game as a head coach was the Cotton Bowl versus Penn State 2019 season. And so we had a kickoff event in the Star. So it's been a while and obviously some memories there, but looking forward to go down there and meeting some of our great friends down in Dallas.
Yeah, do you enjoy this part of what you have to do? This is, and of course, year four, you may not be doing it. Maybe you will. But do you enjoy meeting these Arkansans for the first time and hearing the same questions over and over again, having to answer them?
You know what? I truly do. I think because there's an appreciation from the fans, and then I'm grateful for it, right? I always say this. It's better than the alternative, seeing these fans show up. I mean, tonight they're expecting a great crowd. And listen, that's exactly what you want. You want people excited about the program and about what we're building about this team. And so, yeah, I love it. You know, you meet so many different fans, and some of them over the years, right? Like, I hope year eight, shaking some of the fans and creating memories with them and telling stories and sharing some great, great fond memories. So I enjoy every aspect of it. I'm grateful for those that show up and then those that want to be a part of what we're doing moving forward. So, yeah, I absolutely love it. I look at it as an absolute privilege to be able to do it. So it's a lot of fun. And, man, being able to get out and about, too, that helps.
We're visiting with Ryan Silverfield, the head coach of the Razorbacks. You know, when we talked to you, that was Friday, and then you had the spring game Saturday, so everything concluded there, and the guys are doing their off-season training. Were you happy with the results of spring practice? Are you happy with where you guys have left it and going into summer workouts?
Yeah, you know, you're allotted 15 practices, obviously, with that spring game being the 15th. I think what we got to see is, you know, incremental improvements every single day, and that's what you want, right? Like, I made mention, you never want the offense to just go out there and dominate for 15 practices. You don't want the defense to go out there and dominate. So it's good back and forth. You got to see growth. And really, you know, everybody said, well, what's the number one thing you want to see out of spring? Is one, I want to see, you know, improvements. But it gave us such an opportunity to understand what we truly have, right? There's one thing to sit there and say, oh, I watched this kid as a freshman at school X, you know, and or his practice tape or this kid or an incoming guy. So gave us a better understanding of what we have. So then now we can change the scheme to fit our players, right? A lot of these coaches will say, here's my scheme, these players better fit it. And if it doesn't work, then shame on them. No, it's our job as coaches. So we sit back now and say, okay, here's what we have. Here's what we think we're capable of. Let's now adjust our scheme accordingly. So, man, I love it. The guys are willing to work. A lot of education going on how we practice and how we go about our business. But, yeah, I was pleased with it.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking, you know, I played back in the early 80s up there for Coach Holtz and Coach Hatfield. And, you know, think about this, guys. When you had spring practice back in the 80s or 90s, you were dealing with guys that every player had been at the school for 3 or 4 years, every one of them. Now,
and wasn't it 2-a-days?
Yeah,
or am I wrong?
Yeah, we had 2-a-days during the fall.
Now they're 3-a-days.
The fall.
Either one, Ryan, is that you knew every player. You'd had them for 3 or 4 years. Now you have to retool and know, you have to learn everybody. 50 new players. I mean, you've been around long enough. It's got to be sort of a bizarre world. You got to do it. Everybody's doing it. Compared, though, the way it used to be, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt, right? I think you. Even going back, right? I mean, it was so different when I first, you know, 28 years ago, certainly, but much less even 6 years ago. It was so different. And so now, right, you're not just teaching and coaching. You're trying to figure out what guys are capable of, and you're sitting there saying, oh, man, that's impressive. Okay, this guy can do this. Oh, shoot, this guy can't do this. Let's not put him in those situations. And some guys, you're really excited about their future, and other guys, you said, man, maybe we need to find ways to get this guy improved. So you're exactly right. I think you spend 30% of your time just trying to figure out the pieces to the puzzle, whereas in the past, you knew your pieces. It's just how do you put them in the right spots.
Coach, outside looking in, it looks like you guys added a lot of, through recruiting, added a lot of depth on the line of scrimmage on both sides. I'm just curious, speaking of recruiting, like, what is your ideal philosophy on – or strategy, whatever you want to say, on the number of high school kids versus portal kids or whatever. And I know a lot of times that has to do with, you know, how many we have in state or whatever that can play for you guys. But I'd just be curious to know, like, in a perfect world for you, what does that look like?
Yeah, Justin, that's a great question. I think part of that is, right, identifying, okay, how many do we need? But I think every year we plan on signing at least a full high school class, right, whether that's 20 guys, 25, or 30. But you can expect us to bring in 20 to 30 high school guys. And obviously the more we can bring in state, the better. I believe that, you know, it's our job as coaches to develop these guys. I think throughout the country, a lot of these guys are like, now I'll just go get them out of the portal. and let someone else have developed them, and we're only going to sign a couple of high school kids. And I talked to a couple of coaches last night at P4 programs. They're doing that exactly. Like, hey, listen, we're only going to sign 10 high school kids. We're going after the portal because it's a win-now mentality. Sure, but, man, we plan on being here a long time and doing it the right way, so we're going to bring in as many guys, especially in-state as we can, that we can fit our program. We're going to develop the hell of them. They're going to become stars for us. But and then, right, with the portal, you look at, okay, hey, this year, obviously, being a new coach, we lost a significant number of guys in the portal, and I think it was best for both parties. And then ultimately, we had to bring in more guys. You know, you're hoping next year, you're dabbling in the portal, but you're not trying to do full roster renovations.
What kind of kid is a Ryan Silverfield player? Do you like guys with a little edge to them? You like, obviously, high character guys. Just a selection of all of them? But is there a particular style? I always felt, Coach, I love guys that would be, great guys off the field, but when they get on the field, they just got a little nastiness to them. What about you? What about your philosophy?
Absolutely. I think it always starts like, do they love football, right? Because if they love the game, if they truly do, then the work's going to come, right? The kid that prefers playing video games and does it for, hey, the first question is, how much are you paying me? Or, how hard do we work? That's not a kid I want, right? I want to play against that guy. As we're looking, right, you ask the high school coaches, you try to find, does this guy love football? And you can tell by their practice habits, right, by are they one of the first guys on the field? Are they finishing through the whistle? And so I think guys that love football ultimately have that chip on their shoulder, right, have that crap in their neck, if you will, have that nastiness, that edge. And so those are the type of guys that we're trying to bring in here at Arkansas. Then, okay, are they high character? And then ultimately, does that film match up, right? Are they athletic enough, fast enough? But we'll win a lot of football games with the right type of young men here. I love a guy with a little bit of edge. I told our team, I said, look, we've got to be a little bit different. Yeah. As we build this thing the right way, I want dudes I'm very similar, right? Like, let's go swing away on these people and show everybody what we're really all about.
One of the things you have to do is it's a money game now. And one thing about me is that I won't be the guy that you're going to talk to about money. But I know all the guys that you're talking to about money. Roger, we all know them here in Little Rock, and we know that's part of sort of what you have to do. And it's a challenge, isn't it, Ryan? Because every coach is having to deal with this. It is a money game that we're playing. And how do you deal with that? And what's your approach on that and having to talk to donors and continue to try to raise money to support the program?
Well, first off, I appreciate it. Now, congratulations. I just roped you into the rest of the race. You'll have the collection plate. You'll be making dollar for dollar. Congratulations. It's part of it. You're exactly right. And I'll never be one of those coaches that sits there and says, well, this school has this. But the reality of it is, right, if we look up and we're behind our peers, if we say, hey, let's win national championships, cool. What are we doing to get us there, right? And even if we're the best coaches in the country, got the best players, it still takes money. Let's call it what it is. Just meeting with some of these great people, I think what we found is people are really intrigued and excited about what we're going to do and the process we're doing it and the way we're going to go about it, right? Hey, man, I love the way you talk about it, Calvary. We love the way the recruiting in-state kids. I want to be a part of that. I want to help you out. The easy thing for a lot of people to say is, well, I'll give when they win. Well, that's hard because, if you have $100, well, you're going to get a $100 player. If you have $1 million, you're probably going to get $1 million player. And so reality, I'm grateful for what we have, but we need collectively, myself included, we need to continue to push and to pull and to get as much resources into this football program as we can. If not, it could be an unfortunate future. And again, we're going to do our job, and I'm going to do my job, and I'm out trying to meet with people. But people of the state have been great. We have a lot of donors that want to be a part of this, but we need everybody to get involved. It can't be, hey, go win, and then we'll take care. It's all part of the process. We have to start building the 27 roster, really starting October. Yeah. And so if we say, hey, we have this much for a roster, well then, it is what it is. It can't be, hey, we'll give money in February. That's great, but man, it's too late. And so anybody that can help be a part of this thing. In the NIL world, will certainly make a difference.
Last thing we'll visit with you about before we let you go. So tonight you're going to have at the Rail Yard. You start at 6 o'clock. Again, $16 a ticket. Go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com to do it. Coach will be doing some Q&A. We'll be shaking hands, taking some pictures. That's not easy to do. Justin does it all the time with his meet and greets. Roger and I do a lot of public events. It's a fun thing. It's draining, but I salute you for doing it. So hopefully there'll be a great crowd down there at the Rail Yard. Now, I understand Tusk is going to be there. So, Coach, I have a history with Tusk. So I've got to ask, have you had a chance to be up close and personal with our mascot yet, Tusk?
I have not. Not the live mascot, Tusk. I look forward to it. Maybe someone will give me some gloves and they'll let me get close to Tusk. But what's the history with Tusk? Tell me about it.
So, he loves grapes, right?
He does.
Is that correct?
You can feed him grapes now.
Your mouth.
Now, here's the big one. If you really want to show if you're going to show how good you are, is you go apple in mouth to Tusk. So I've done that before.
Show how good you are.
How much you love the
what?
Hog. How much right you love
passage.
The Razorback. That's right.
That's right.
So you may,
everybody should have a picture of feeding Tusk.
You can ask to the. You can talk to the Stokes family today. The Stokes family coach has been the caretaker.
Did we lose Coach on that one? I don't know.
They've been the caretaker of Tusk for 30 years now, and we lost the Keith Stokes a few years back, and he was the guy that sort of helped me restart the live mascot program. And so right now, I think Tusk doesn't have a lot of hair on him. He doesn't look. He's not.
Who does?
He doesn't have a whole hundred. He's not ready for that fall, full hair look.
He's not in game shape.
He's not in game shape. That's right. But you know, they've gotten to that thing. Roger, we've been up to the farm. I don't think Justin has. Where they're in Dardanelle, where John Daly lives too. Where they keep him on the farm, and they've raised him to where you can go back there and actually touch him. And but you got to remember, he's still a wild animal that can cut you up with his tusks. But at some point, Coach, I think that you're right. The standard is, will Coach be one? Because I don't think Pittman.
Yeah,
did
you
it.
Don't get in the cage with it, Coach. You're outside.
Yeah, you would do it from the outside. But you apple in the mouth, apple to Tusk, and then you might get a little slobber on you.
Practice at home.
What hog fan? What hog supporter? What hog man? True and true, doesn't mind a little hog slop on him, right?
Right.
Yeah. So hey, tonight when I get off the plane, I've got an apple in my pocket, and I go to the stage, and I'm missing part of my nose. I'm missing part of my nose off.
Well, no, you're all in.
I tell you what, you just you scope
like a hell of a.
What's that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
So, the old Joe Lee Dunn castrating the bull in the locker room before the game. I'll at least let Tusk take a bite of my face.
There you go.
It would
be a great war's wound, if you will. But no, they'll take good care of you. I'm glad you'll get a chance to be up close with Tusk tonight. It's a great mascot and one of a kind. As used to say, there's a lot of bears and tigers and lions.
That's right.
But there's only one Razorback.
So when Coach gets off the plane and a reporter asks this,
what's that bulge in his pocket?
That's an apple is what that is. For Tusk.
All right, Coach.
Is that an apple or are you just happy being a little rat?
That's it, Coach.
That's it. Very nice. All right, Coach. We'll see you this afternoon down at the Rail Yard. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
Go Hogs.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing so many of our fans. Justin, catch up with you soon. Appreciate you guys. Go Hogs.
Yes, sir.
All right, go Hogs. Thanks, Coach.
Big.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I don't think Sam ever did that. I don't think Pittman ever put the and I'll tell you,
he
Justin,
may have. He just didn't feed it.
Roger, have you done the apple?
Yes, I got a picture of that. That's one of my favorite pictures.
I never have.
In the world.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, I'll show you. Do you have the picture of it? We'll send you our.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've just never done it.
Listen, personally. I was nervous about it. Let me tell you. Don't tell me I wasn't.
An apple quarter. Is a little bit different than a grape.
I mean,
you can't feed him a grape from your mouth.
No, you hadn't feed him, of course. But I'm telling you, your mouth goes right up against. I mean, it's. I had to trust Keith. Keith Stokes at the time said, I will do that. Let me tell you, the picture that I have, Roger, I don't know what Tusk you did it with, but I think the one I did it was Tusk 3.
I don't know.
And it was the big Tusk. I love our Tusks that are 350 to 400 pounds. Keith didn't like the bigger ones because they're a little bit harder to control. Mm-hmm. But I liked them because they looked the best. You know. But anyway, the picture, it's a massive looking Razorback.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Again, the tickets are $16 if you want to go that tonight. And you get access to Coach. And he seems like a super nice guy, Justin.
Everybody that I've talked to.
Hendricks.
What it says for him. Anybody, the folks that have money.
Frank. Yeah, that's right.
That's the second time a bird has hit the glass. Everyone that's talked to him that we know that has money has said the same thing.
Yeah.
That they enjoy talking to him and all that. The part of it that I like about him is that he's not blowing smoke.
Yeah.
He's saying, look, I don't know how many we're going to win. We want to win them all. But, you know, he said, as long as there's some effort. And that's the one thing that we've all said, and I think a lot of our listeners would agree that it was the effort or lack thereof that really bothered some of the fans because of what the players did. Now, to your point, that there's not any 3 and 4 year players there.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
There's 3 and 4 month players there.
Is that not just
so they can change their mind in mid season, give it up?
Yeah.
But you got to remember what Coach said. I think it was Coach Silverfield, or was it Calipari? So one of them, it was Petrino that said, "Look, you've got to show the effort, even if you want to transfer,
because somebody's
watching you." And Coach Petrino's one of those guys because he's still an assistant now.
We have a handful of them that were recruits that stayed there. But they're not many of them. But
every player
back then, you knew him as a freshman, you knew him as a sophomore,
those days are gone.
As a junior.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, just a handful of those guys. Those were the good old days. You're talking about being, not only have to do that as a coach now, you got to raise money.
Yeah.
You're not raising money to pay these guys. And then they go, how much am I going to get, Coach?
Yeah.
I bet you 30 to 40%, maybe 50%. The kids that he talks to, how much are we get paid?
Well, we had two coaches since COVID, and the first one was not prepared for COVID for NIL. NIL, portal, all that. We've had
unfortunately for him, when he was hired, none of that existed.
That's what I've always said. That's what I've been saying since then.
Yeah.
It's not his fault on that one.
He
wasn't prepared for that. He was. He's not that coach.
Hey, COVID NIL portal.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, here you go. All SEC schedule. Take off, pal. So that's why I always say, I made no bones about the fact that he's a great friend of mine and he's a great human being.
Right.
He really truly is.
Yep.
He didn't really get a fair shake. And he didn't have NIL money either. Hunter even said that.
Yeah,
we didn't give him the resources he needed. So he didn't forget how to coach ball or recruit. He was playing with two hands tied behind his back.
Roger's going to send you.
That's the second one. I've got another one at my house that is not that picture. I'll have to look for it.
So,
yeah.
So Justin, during the break, you know what Justin's going to do? Send Coach the address, man. Let's go.
It was because he was wanting to send us a thank you. That's completely unnecessary. I'll send it to him.
All right, don't go away. Coming up next, we're going to find out about, hey, Jude, finally. Don't go away, 8:30.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the NBA Draft Combine, Billy Richmond's measurables were released as he came in at about 6'6 without shoes and 6'8 wingspan. He recorded a 41-inch vertical as well. Trent Brazil came in at 6'9 and a half with a nearly 7'4 wingspan and a 9'1 standing reach, good for 12th in the class. He also recorded a 41.5-inch vertical. That's tied for 5th best in the class. Darius Acuff came in first in the 3/4 court sprint out of all players while also doing well in shooting drills. Scrimmages at the Combine start today. Acuff and Malik Thomas will not be participating in those. Brazil and Richmond will. Coverage can be seen on ESPN2 at 1. And the Arkansas Travelers lost Game 1 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 9-4 yesterday. Radio coverage for Game 2 can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. First pitch is set for 7:05. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly sunny and warm Wednesday. A high of 83 in Little Rock with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight, a little cool. We'll drop down to 53. Still a warm day, but not as warm tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we're going to have Kevin Bohannon on and get the latest on Razorbacks baseball as they get ready for this final series of the regular season against Kentucky. We're going to catch up on all the latest NBA action, Timberwolves and Spurs, Game 5. We'll take a look at Stanley Cup playoffs, MLB, and much more. It's all coming up on Out of Bounds, Wednesday, 1-4, 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool & Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool & Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Floyd Seafood on Keele Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, good there, Roger. Thanks. That's Hootie and the Blowfish. Well, it's not Hootie and the Blowfish. Oh, is that
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, was that was after Hootie. Okay, I guess. When was Hootie done? When was it? But when did it become Darius Rucker by
time
himself?
Flies. I can tell you 5 years and it'd be 10.
I like this play first.
North Carolina, staring up the road and praying to God I see headlights.
Come on.
I made it down the coast.
Darius Rucker is 60. Do you know he was 60?
Yeah. Did I?
70?
60.
I can see my baby tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's of course a cover, but he made it. He made it popular.
I love his version.
Yeah, it was a big song.
And, for him. Good video.
I think he started. It was about the same time I started.
Is that right?
Probably 07, 08, as far as country.
Oh, I got you. Is that right? I
didn't realize 07, 08, 09, something like that. He had a bunch of big hits, and we actually toured together, I don't know, 3 or 4 different times. Okay. He and I became really good friends and played a lot of golf together.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good person.
Yeah, he's a big South Carolina Gamecock fan. I know that. He got his start playing on campus, right? He was
the Blowfish.
Yeah.
They were all going to school together. I don't know if they were, frat brothers or what, but that's where they met and started. And man, the first album, I think it was called Cracked Rear View, maybe. I could be
first
wrong.
First country one? You're talking about the first?
No, the first Hootie one.
The first Hootie and the Blowfish. I think it sold like I don't know, Christian, you may know better, maybe like 20 million copies or some crazy something.
He was big, man.
And,
big.
And Darius wrote literally every song. And yeah. So...
How did you feel? I know we got a guest we're going to get to, but how do you country guys feel like when you saw that, you go, oh, crap, well, great, another musician's coming over to our side to play with us?
Yeah, I mean... It didn't necessarily bother me with him, because I knew he was an incredible singer, and I had met him, and he was a great guy. Then we became like fast friends, if you will.
Yeah,
yeah.
He seems like a good guy,
and so that didn't bother me. What more so bothers me is the award shows when they bring on. I don't know. Name somebody, Cardi B or whoever.
Beyonce.
And I'm like, what? Nobody cares in country music about
bring it crossover. Yeah.
But no, with him, I mean, he was a really good. We became really good friends. So,
do you remember Roger when Daly brought him down to that first
turn,
and everybody was trying to get tickets? Lenny, it was a mad rush to get tickets John Daly golf tournament. I just sent you the picture, Justin, of me feeding Tuss the apple, and I was telling Roger, you heard me. Look how massive.
That was pretty serious.
Yeah, look how massive.
I mean, you were closer to...
yes.
Then I would think, and I would try to find the... I maybe would do it with a pumpkin instead of an apple.
Roger, of course, you know the question.
Y'all are basically making out.
I know. I got slobber on me. Hey, were my eyes open? You know, we talked about do I kiss with my eyes open or not?
I did not look that closely.
All right, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline.
Eyes are open.
Michael Main, who is a reporter, writer for Best of Arkansas Sports, and a former Razorback marching band member. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, Daniel. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Glad to finally get you on the show. You're a young guy. For those that don't know, you just graduated, been writing for BOAS, Best of Arkansas Sports, though, while you were back in college, right? Tell us when you graduated and tell us when you were in school.
Yes, sir. So I graduated last spring, and I was in college for the previous years before that. I was in the Razorback marching band. I did some freelance journalism, and then after I graduated, went full time as a writer with Best of Arkansas Sports. So, appreciate y'all having me on. Really, really like what y'all do on here. So happy to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys. I will say this: you guys monitor our station, and when we have guests or Razorback folks on there, there's a good chance, Roger, that something that's said is going to show up on y'all's website in one of your stories. So, smart, because you don't always have access to all the players and coaches like you used to in media. And so whenever you can get them, I think that's a smart idea to take advantage of that. Now, the reason we got you on, this is Hey Jude, this is from the Beatles, is that I started talking about this, and I've talked about it for 15 years, Roger. You've heard me complain about this thing forever. And I always wonder sometimes, is it just me? And I hear other people go, no, it just doesn't work. So one day somebody said, you should get Michael Main on because Michael was in the band.
In all fairness, to your point, it doesn't work. I play music for a living and try to incite crowds. It does not work.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, for those that don't know, it's a fourth quarter. It always plays somewhere at the beginning or somewhere the initial part of the fourth quarter. And I always watch, and there's nothing for the crowd to really sort of do with it. But I just knew it had been going on for a long time, and we've had some fun complaining about it. And so somebody said, maybe you talk to Michael, since he was in the band, he might know. So I called you, and I said, do you know the story? And you said, I really don't, even though you played it. I mean, it was part of what you guys prepared for. So I want you to sort of tell me how that works as a band member, you know, for as you get ready for a game. Do you go, okay, everybody, you know, we know what we're going to play first quarter, second quarter. And then we'll go back and let you tell us how you found out what the story was and how Hey Jude got into the band.
Yeah, and in the fourth quarter, let's go into something downtrodden.
so tell us about game preparation.
Know.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you got a field goal game heading into the fourth quarter, really what you want to get the crowd fired up is some good old-fashioned Beatles music. but, yeah, there's definitely some pre-scripted stuff that we play at certain times every game, you know, maybe like Tusk when we're winning, or this in the middle of the third quarter, and then obviously a lot of it's just off the cuff. But, Yeah, this Hey Jude tradition is something that I know Basil has been curious about forever, so I'm happy to enlighten him on that and tell him that he is not alone in not exactly enjoying that tradition.
Let's do this, Michael. So again, when you're getting ready for a game and you're in the marching band, you have a list that goes, hey, these are the songs that when the band director goes, let's play it, you know it's time to play. It's a William Tell overture that bleeds into Hey Jude. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly right.
So every game, you guys know that at some point your band director is going to go, does he give a finger? What does he do? Time to play the William Tell overture, Hey Jude. How does that work?
Hey, and a follow-up, man. Is it the thought of the guy in charge, and forgive me for not knowing the name of what that is, or that position, rather, that you're going to get the crowd involved, or am I way off there?
I mean, I don't think there's necessarily an expectation of that for everybody to sing along. I mean, I'm sure there's some folks in there who sing their hearts out to Hey Jude. But as far as like how we get the music like dialed up, we kind of have hand signals for everything, I guess. Like, you know, the fight song is just a number one with your hand, and then there's other things like William Tell. You just like wave your arm around because that's like one of the things we do during it.
Okay.
So I guess there's like you kind of have to use sign language when you have like a 300 person ensemble. So,
but you know, these are the four or five that we know the hand signals, and we know Hey Jude is one of them. Is that ever discussed, those songs that are staples, to go, why are we playing this? When you became a band member, did you go, I wonder why we do this? Or did you just, hey, this is what we do, we all like, and do you like all the songs that you play? When you just graduated, when you were doing that, did you like all those songs? Did you like playing Hey Jude as a member?
Well, the simple answer to that is, I didn't have like huge qualms with Hey Jude, but it was definitely not one of the favorites.
Okay.
And there are definitely songs on our repertoire where you'll get some like audible groans from the collective when they come on. It's like that that song that they play when the cheerleaders make that pyramid with the state flag. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
That'll bring some groans out. Folks aren't big fans of that one.
I forget it's slow music and it builds up to a crescendo. I know. All right. So
I'll tell you what, it's the one from 2001.
Oh, Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah, Space
really?
Odyssey.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Okay. Yeah, that's sort of a build-up. And, of course, if you're winning, and, Roger, you got the flag, and the girls are on the pyramid deal, you know, so that works. If not, maybe not so much. Okay, so you just went in as a student, Michael, and you did what you were supposed to do. You didn't really know why. So now I've called up and said, hey, please figure out, if you can, dig into this, you're a reporter, and figure out where it came from. I played in the 80s. It was not there in the 80s. As long as I've been in the press box for the last 12, 13 years, every game, I've heard it, and it's grown on me as just not good. So you did some research. Tell us the story behind the story here on Hey Jude.
Yes, I'm very happy to be your whistleblower here, David.
Okay.
So I phoned a friend who's a year younger than me and is still in the band, and this was actually while they were on the Hogwild trips for March Madness this spring. But it turns out that the current band director, Chase Jones, back when he was a student at the university himself, this would have been around 2009 or 2010, he played saxophone and he had a trombone buddy named Joe Wilhelm. And during rehearsal, I guess one day, their music major brains just clicked that, hey, the last note of the William Tell overture is the same as the first note of Hey Jude. And I guess one of them was a big fan of the Beatles, and they just started playing it to cut up in rehearsal one day, and then it just caught on with the folks around them, and, you know, more and more people started playing it, and I guess it went from there and became an official thing at a certain point. And now, in a full circle moment 2 years ago, Mr. Jones became the director of the Razorback March again.
So it was simply a continuation of a note during practice to go, wow, that sounds like Hey Jude, let's add it on there. And Chase Jones who is, has he been with the band as, I know he's an, he was an assistant director for many years. I know he just became the head director, but had he been with the band all these years after that happened?
So I believe he graduated, it would have been around like 2012 or so.
Okay.
And he was away from the program for a few years, but he came back to the university as like a lower assistant director in 2022, I believe.
So just by willpower, you guys, those two guys got that added when you would play it during the game. You had the William Tell Overture, which we love, Roger. William Tell Overture, Justin, back in the Barnhill days, was magical. Now, you know, anytime you play
it. Yeah, well, that was Jim Ropkin.
That's Jim Ropkin, that's right. And you know, I mean, and I guess if you play it anywhere. Now, truth be told, now, you play in the band. You did the marching band for football, and you did Bud Walton. So you've done both of those. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Never can go wrong with these. And so, but for some reason, Jones at the end goes, hey, let's, and you just did it, and you started playing it, and it just became a thing, and nobody was willing to, and no, nobody really.
But, this is what we hear.
Brought to you by
Jones. Hold on, this is what we hear.
Jones, back in the shotgun, the line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete!
Hey, Jude.
What has Wayne Smith always said? And it's one of the things he hates more than anything. Wayne Smith in an Oakland Racing Casino Resort. When we asked him, he wondered why we were sitting over there in the paddock when it's 16 degrees below zero. That's the way we've always done it. He said, that's the worst thing in the world. Change it.
Yeah, just
now that you know.
Now, again, truth be told, it's the note that none.
It
starts with no.
I don't know that note.
No.
Look at it's on cut five of Wednesday, Roger. Here, if you want to play that part of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, the transition is that note. Justin, as a musician, I'm sure you can appreciate that. You know, a band member going, hey, you know, that note sounds similar. Let's just roll it over because I like Hey Jude.
Well, I can't appreciate it.
Well, you understand. You understand
it. Because, like, I would go, oh, that goes into that really well. I mean, we do like medleys and that kind of stuff on stage, but everybody in my band, including myself, would have gone, that goes into that really well, but
that doesn't work.
That would be an awful idea for a football game.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
Why would we do that?
That's the thing, Michael. I mean, nobody objected to it. Everybody said, that's what's interesting to me. And so
whomever you said took over, and he's just not a great judge of what you need to do at a football game. I mean, that's my opinion.
Has it ever been discussed, Michael Main of Best of Arkansas Sports? Do you know did you guys hear the complaints? I mean, you were just there. Did you guys hear any chatter on social media? Did you see any of that while you were playing in the band for that song?
I definitely did see some grumpy folks where you would, you know, talk to someone and tell them that you were in the band, and they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, we really enjoy listening to y'all play, but, like, there is this one thing that I've always wondered, like, why on earth do y'all play Hey Jude at the football game? Because there really is a vacuum on the energy sometimes. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, how about play Hog Wild at that time?
Yeah, so, you know,
if we got some stuff that we could queue up that would be energetic like that.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, I appreciate it. We got to go to break, Michael. But one of the things I appreciate Michael saying,
Michael, I'm not hating on you, by the way. It has nothing to do with you.
I just don't get it, man.
One thing Michael
said, trying to bring up the funeral home atmosphere. That's why
I'm
trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, and one of the things I appreciate you saying that Roger and Justin, he said that Michael said band members don't mind piped in music. Matter of fact, you said it gives you guys a break. I thought maybe band members get tired of hearing too much piped in music, because that's why you're there, but you don't feel that way, right?
No, not at all. Like, I was saying, if anything, that we play so much to where we end up tired whenever we're supposed to be on the pregame or the halftime show. So I'm like, hey, pump in all the rap music you want. Give us a little break.
Okay. Well, how about that? Well, now we know. We know it came across from two guys were in the band. Go, we're going to just add this because there's a note similarity, And we've had it ever since, much to the chagrin of Hog fans ever since. Well, maybe will lead to maybe a change. We're gonna visit with Mr. Jones at some point.
Duke's still in charge.
Well, I don't know. We're going to talk to him.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much, man. I appreciate your work on this.
Thank you, Duke.
You found the answer for
us. Thanks for calling, man. We'll have to get Mr. Jones on the witness stand.
Thank you, buddy. All right, 8:50. Don't go away. Thanks. We'll be right back. Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online, overheaddoorofLittleRock.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your summer fun? Then get to your local Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs and get an amazing deal on your new Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Like the versatile Sea-Doo GTI SE-130 with a boarding ladder, touring seat, variable trim system, and premium audio. And you can get financing as low as 3.99%. It's lake time, so hit the water on your new Sea-Doo at your Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs today.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is celebrating America's 250th birthday, and you get the gift of historic auto loan rates. Get rates as low as 1.776% on 24, 25, and 26-year models for new or used or refinanced. Plus, you can take the summer off from your loan payments with 90 days no pay and financing for up to 84 months. This is a limited-time offer, so hurry and apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community FCU. Serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-day parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
There it is. Little Hank Williams Jr., Hog Wild.
Hey, Joe.
Boom, 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 boom.
We play this every night before our we walk on.
Good song. Perfect for us. Perfect for the Razorbacks. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, I was born in a party
in a barn.
Born in a barn. With a guitar strapped across my arm.
Arm and barn. I like how he takes it high here.
So I learned to play in a different style.
Woo!
Everybody knows that I'm Hawk Wild.
Perfect.
Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toes. You can hear me playing for a country now. Everybody knows that I'm Hog Wild. Everybody knows that I'm Hog Wild.
So good. That's Hank Williams Jr.
Oink, 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 oink.
I think I told you the story on that I wrote for permission of use of that at the stadium.
Right.
And they were fine with it. Yeah, they were like, okay, cool. That was Cox. That was 30 years ago. That's hard to believe it came out 30 years ago.
That is so perfect for us.
I-57 southbound between Cabot and Jacksonville is a complete standstill. 45 minutes to get through it, so glad y'all are with us. Just to recap, some folks, you know, if you just got in the end of that story. So what it basically was two band members in 2009 thought it was a good note transition to go from William Tell Overture at the end to Hey Jude. And they did it, and they just started doing it. Nobody stopped them, and they somehow made its way to the fourth quarter. And now the guy who came up with that, it was a student, is the band leader. So it'll be interesting if we.
It'll never change.
I don't know.
While dude is there,
yeah, I do like the frankness of Michael Mann.
Well, he's not bright.
Yeah, well, in Michael Mann, I give him credit. It's like, man, most of us didn't like it, you know. And it's just nothing. Again, Hey Jude is a great song when it's played at the right time.
It's not a stadium song. You know what? I listen to a lot of stuff when I'm working out at the gym, but Hey Jude
is not going to do any of it.
Whether it's cardio. Whether it's arm day or leg day.
Yes.
Hey, Jude's not doing it.
We come back, we'll visit with Trey.
It's not!
We'll visit with Trey Shepp. We've got the PGA PGA tournament coming up this weekend. Christian Weaver will be lending some of his vocal talent.
Did you just say Weaver?
No, I think I said Weaver.
Sounded Weaver. Sounded like it.
It's Christian Weaver, our newest song angel,
He is a song angel. You know what? And you know what? With this golf tournament coming up, that just reminds me. I didn't realize this. Because now I think because I don't have a lot.
He's a song.
Gotta go.
Angel, I believe you'll make it through.
All right, where go? There it is.
Premier place to go for a great meal, serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from, and a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials.